The 70s saw exciting developments in world cinema. In music, the drug-related deaths of Joplin, Hendrix, and Morrison were a sobering reminder of the mortality of the youth culture. Rock stars Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, and Jim Morrison succumbed to drug overdoses in 1970 and 1971, and suddenly, the freedom of the counterculture seemed to come at a price. The film Dirty Harry was a 1971 box office hit, and actor Clint Eastwood's vigilante detective exerted a strong appeal for American audiences increasingly preoccupied with law and order. Musician David Bowie brought glitter rock into the music scene with his 1972 album, The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars. With elaborate costumes and makeup, Bowie's glamorous stage show subverted the traditional masculine persona. Italian film director Bernardo Bertolucci's 1973 Last Tango in Paris portrayed an anonymous affair between an American man and a French woman. The explicit sex scenes provoked the Italian government to take away Bertolucci's right to vote. American tennis player Arthur Ashe was the first black man to win the prestigious Wimbledon tournament in 1975. Ashe became a millionaire and a social activist before dying of AIDS in 1993. In Paris, the Pompidou Cultural Center opened in 1977 and was hailed as an architectural scandal by some and as a work of genius by others.